A woman remains in a critical condition in hospital after she was doused in petrol and set on fire after she entered her front door at her home in Clondalkin in Dublin yesterday. A man was also injured as he tried to extinguish the flames. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is with us now. Paul, this was a particularly horrific attack. What more details do you have on what happened yesterday morning?
Well, Justin, yeah, the two victims of this attack were living in a South Dublin County Council house in Oak Downs, which is a large, quiet, settled residential area off the Boot Road in Clondalkin in Dublin. Now, both are known to the Gardaí. They've led chaotic lives. They have problems with drug addiction. Both are in their 40s. The man is an habitual criminal. He was over 25 previous convictions for a variety of offences, including burglary, car theft, dangerous driving. Now, yesterday morning at 10:15, at least one attacker called to the home. Two windows upstairs and downstairs were broken. When the woman came to the door, an accelerant believed to be petrol was sprayed or poured on her and set alight. The attacker then fled on a motorcycle. The man inside the house came to the burning woman's aid and tried to put out the flames with his hands. Gardaí and the emergency services arrived. Both were taken to hospital. He was treated for non-life-threatening injuries, but the woman suffered severe burns to her face and body and remains in a critical condition in hospital this morning.
Tell us now about the focus that the Gardaí investigation is taking.
Yeah, this is a major criminal investigation with a senior investigating officer appointed and an incident room set up in Clondalkin Garda Station. Detectives believe the attack was targeted, deliberate and was drugs related, most likely connected to a drugs debt, drugs intimidation and then the wider activities of West Dublin's criminal gangs. Now, CCTV, they say, will be crucial. They'll obviously seek to try and trace back the route the attacker took to the house yesterday morning, where that person got the motorbike, most likely stolen. They would most likely have had their face covered, but at some point they would have been visible, and Gardaí are trying to trace back to that point of the events of yesterday morning. They've also issued an appeal for information, specifically asking for anyone who was in the Oak Downs area of Clondalkin between 9:30 and 10:20 yesterday morning who may have mobile or dash cam footage to make it available. They're canvassing CCTV area around the houses in that estate. Detectives are also waiting to interview the victims to try to get some indication as to the motive for the attack. They're maintaining a presence at the hospital where the woman remains seriously ill. It's also possible, it's one line of inquiry, that she may not have been the initial intended target. The man in the house had been threatened by criminals before, and there were reports of armed men outside the house last Monday night, the night before the attack yesterday morning.
And Paul, there has been widespread outrage about this attack and political reaction to it too.
Yeah, it's clear the attack was carried out by violent and dangerous criminals. I mean, the fact that someone or some gang plans something like this, actually thinks about doing something like this, that someone then consciously arms themselves with petrol and a lighter and then goes out to set another person on fire. I mean, the attack illustrates the brutal, unforgiving, malevolent and savage nature of the drugs business. But it also has a chilling effect in the immediate and wider community. It creates fear, particularly of drugs gangs in the area and drugs gangs involved, which in many ways is their intention, to let people know that they're prepared to resort to the most extreme levels of violence so they can continue to run their drugs businesses. And as such, the attack has resonated from the community up to the highest levels of government. We heard from the local chairperson of the Residents Association this morning. The Minister for Justice issued a statement last night saying he was shocked by the attack. He described it as horrific and vicious. He said he had been briefed on it by the Gardaí and he wanted to join them in appealing to anyone with information to come forward so that, as he put it, the perpetrator can be brought to justice. The Gardaí say they can be contacted at Clondalkin Garda Station, the Garda confidential line, or indeed at any Garda station, or people can approach any Garda.
Paul, thank you. That is our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds there at 17 minutes past 8.